Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hikes and I will be your host for the next 29 minutes and 49 seconds. So let's pray and get right at it. Heavenly Father, thank you for today as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Some people are celebrating Passover. Some people are celebrating Easter. I'm celebrating the fact that you raised Jesus from the dead. So that's what it's all about for me. It's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic, awesome, cool, just super good name of Jesus that I pray. And if you're listening to this program and you agree with the prayer I just prayed, then just simply say amen. Amen simply means so be it. It means what you're doing is you are agreeing with what I prayed, and that's what you want to happen or to come to pass. So let's just get right at it. Let's see. Here's a question. Do we celebrate Passover? Do we celebrate Resurrection Sunday? Or do we celebrate Easter? Or do we celebrate a combination? Or does it correlate to how we were raised, what we believe, what we see on television, what we read in our Bibles, what our favorite ministers say, what our entertainers or the people that we look up to in the entertainment industry, the sports world, you know, what is it? What do we do? So here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to simply read some information, and then you decide what works for you. And when I say works for you, what you believe. See, I am a Christian, and a Christian is the term was first coined in the book of Acts. It says they were first called Christians, I believe, in Antioch. And they were called Christians, which were followers of the teachings of Christ. Christian. That's where you get the term Christian. So I recognize, acknowledge, and confess that Jesus is the, he saved me, so he's a savior of my life. But then he's also Lord of my life. See, Savior is, he saved me from sin, the penalty of sin. And then I decided that I wanted him to be the Lord of my life, which is the person that calls the shots, the person that dictates how my life is run or how my life functions or how my life flows and gives me advice and gives me insight and direction. So that's what Jesus is to me. So I celebrate his resurrection from the dead, God raising him from the dead, because that's my hope. That's what I look at. If you have your Bibles, if you don't, I'm going to read it. Anyway, go to 1 Peter, and let's look at chapter 1. And I've got it on speakerphone because I want to be hands-free. To where I can turn pages and, you know, you're actually listening to me or you can hear me turning the pages of the Bible. That's a good thing. Just read what the Bible says and we go from there. There's nothing wrong with reading other stuff, but, you know, it's establish a good foundation. So, let's see here. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see. As much as you will not redeem credit, okay, I'm going to start in verse 18. As much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So I believe, my faith and my hope is in God, because he points to the empty tomb that Jesus was in because he raised him from the dead. So then I have a hope. I can put my faith in the resurrection because I have an example of someone being raised from the dead. And whether you believe this or not, people are being raised from the dead all the time, all over this planet. They're just not going to show you that on television or in the mainstream media, because that, see, faith comes by hearing, and it all comes by seeing. That's why Jesus did all the miracles that he did. He said, you know, that basically the people didn't follow him because of their faith. They followed him because they wanted to see a miracle. They wanted to see something. Even, I believe Jesus went to one of the, when he was before, there was a he wound up, they found out that when he got arrested, they said, hey, isn't he of this particular jurisdiction? And so they sent him to that jurisdiction, and it was like, well, the guy got excited because he said, well, I might get to see a miracle, you know, show me something. Or I think that was Jesus, but nevertheless, a lot of times people, they want to see something. They want to, you know, they want their five physical senses accessed. They want to gain things. They want they're trying to use faith in the sense realm, and that it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that, because faith operates in the unseen realm. So you got to believe without seeing it, and if you believe without seeing it, you'll see it. Like, you have to believe that you are debt-free before you're debt-free. You have to believe that you are the greatest car salesman on the planet before you become the greatest car salesman on the planet. You have to believe that that young lady is going to receive your offer to take her on a date, or to, you know, she's going to give you her phone number before you actually go over there. And or however you do it, you have to believe that first before you'll experience the manifestation of it. That's just how the system is set up. You can argue with it, you can fight with it, but that's God's system. See, if it's something you can attain without faith, it's probably not. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not God, but God is he just operates in the faith realm. That's the only way I can put it. That's just the bottom line. So my faith and my hope and my trust is in God, and we can point to the empty tomb that Jesus was in. Now, since we've got our Bibles open, did I say happy Resurrection Sunday? If I didn't, hey, happy Resurrection Sunday. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10, and we'll get started here. Genesis chapter 10, because you have to go back and look at the origins of things first, because we got three different things going on. We got Passover, we got Resurrection Sunday, and then we got Easter, and each one means something different to different people. Because if I say happy Resurrection Sunday, happy Easter to another believer, another Christian, we know that is we'll get to that. Genesis chapter 10, verse 30. Well, actually, let's start in 30. Is it the sons of Shem? Okay, let's start. Yeah, verse 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So flood happens. Noah and his sons get off the boat. Then they start producing children. And each division that I'm about to talk about comes from one of these three sons. My three sons. I don't have three sons, but Noah had three sons. So let's start with, okay. Let's start with the Jews. Now, the Jews are a contraction of Judas, of Judah. Simply put, a Hebrew or Israelite. Now, the Gentiles, a nation or a race applied to pagans, but they can also, Gentiles and pagans can be used interchangeably depending on the context of what you're talking about. So you have to, you know, and most of the time when you see the word Gentile, it's referred to in the New Testament more so than it is in the Old Testament. The word pagan is more so found in the Old Testament. The New Testament refers to Gentiles, and then I'll explain here in just a second. Now, in scriptures, a pagan, in the scriptures, a pagan, a worshiper of false gods, any person not a Jew or Christian, a heathen. The Hebrews included in the term goyim, G-O-I-M, or nations, all the tribes of men who had not received the true faith and were not circumcised. The Christians translated goyim by the Latin gentis and initiated the Jews imitated the Jews in giving the name Gentiles to all nations who were not Jews nor Christians. Now, in civil affairs, the denomination was given to all nations that were not Romans. So a Gentile pertaining to pagans or heathens. So basically, if you were Jewish, everybody else was a Gentile or a pagan. That's just how they saw things. And then to the Romans, if you were not a Roman, you were either a Jew, a Gentile, or a pagan. So we have Gentiles. Now let's look at the definition of a pagan. Now a pagan comes from Paganus. It is a peasant or countryman from Pagus, a village. Pagus. It means a heathen, a Gentile, an idolater, one who worships false gods. This word was originally applied to the inhabitants of the country who on the first propagation of the Christian religion adhere to the worship of false gods or refuse to receive Christianity after it had been received by the inhabitants of the cities. In like manner, heather signifies an inhabitant of the heath or woods, and kafir, C-A-F-F-E-R, in Arabic, signifies the inhabitant of a hut or cottage, and one that does not receive the religion of Muhammad. Pagan is used to distinguish one from a Christian and a Mohammedan. Now, a pagan, heathen, heathenish, Gentile, noting a person who worships false gods, pertaining to the worship of false gods. So we can simplify. Jews are Hebrews, Israelites. Gentiles are, they can be a pagan or a heathen, depending on if you're not Roman, if you're not Jewish, if you're not Christian. And then a pagan, simply put, pertaining to the worship of false gods. So now, the Jews celebrate, actually, let me just keep reading. Let's read the definition of Passover. Let's read the definition of Resurrection Sunday, and then we're going to read the definition of Easter, because it's very, very, very important that we distinguish the three, and then you decide based on your beliefs, based on your religious affiliation, based on your traditions, you decide which one it is that you celebrate. But I will say this. The Bible says in the book of James that a double-minded man or person should not expect anything of the Lord. So basically it comes down to, let me keep reading. Okay. Now, Passover, it's a compound word. It's a noun, but it's a compound word. And it simply means to pass, it's pass and over. That's what Passover means. It's a feast of the Jews instituted to commemorate the providential escape of the Hebrews in Egypt when God was smiting the firstborn of the Egyptians, passed over the houses of the Israelites, which were marked with the blood of the Paschal Lamb. So God had told he told the Hebrew people, the Jews, the Israelites, he told them, he performed, there were 9 plagues. And then the 10th and final plague was every firstborn child of the Egyptian nation would die. And he said that basically the angel of death was going to come over the land. That's a pretty big angel. Wow. That's a whole nother teaching right there. So the angel was going to come over the entire land of Egypt. Now, if you'll notice, it doesn't mention Goshen. It's just Egypt. And it would have affected Goshen too, because the Israelites lived in Goshen, so they had to mark their doorposts. So that angel was coming over the land that involved Goshen also. So the angel shows up. If your doorpost isn't marked with the blood of that sacrificial lamb, then the firstborn in your house could be killed also. Now, we know that today we mark our houses with the blood of Jesus. And whether you mark it physically or symbolically with your words, see, because your words have power. You can drive, you can keep demons out of your house with just your words. If you understand how to operate and how words work, because every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that, I think the King James says should, but if a demon tries to show up, I know how to handle it. Now, have I had situations to where I allow things to get what I consider out of hand, or I didn't deal with something properly? Yeah, I've been there. But when you understand your authority, there's no demon out of hell that can come in and wreak havoc in your home, if you understand your authority. Because all authority has been given to... Well, it says in Mark chapter 16, if you start in verse 14 and read down to verse 20, it talks about the signs that follow believers. And one of them is, you shall cast out demons. And then I think it's in Luke chapter 10, where Jesus called his disciples and he gave them authority, he gave them power over all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the fallen angel, Lucifer, Satan. So if you understand your authority, you know, you can mark that doorpost. You can go say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit that's in here got to go. And that spirit, those spirits have to go, because you're using the authority of Jesus. So what did we say? We just talked about Passover. So the death angel passed over every house that was marked with the blood of that sacrificial lamb. So now, okay, Passover. Now we have Resurrection Sunday. Resurrectus or resurgo, re and surgio, it means to rise. Resurrection Sunday or resurrection means a rising again, chiefly the revival of the dead of the human race or their return from the grave, particularly at the general judgment. By the resurrection of Christ, we have assurance. We have assurance of the future resurrection of, it says of men, but I'm going to say this, of men who have put their faith in God, who have put their hope, their trust, their belief system in God through Jesus, and they can look at the empty tomb and know, one day I'm going to be raised from the dead. One day, and actually, if you really read your Bible, you don't have to die in the sense of going in the grave. You don't have to do that. That, you know, you can just step from this realm right over to the next. We've got evidence throughout the scriptures. Enoch, Elijah, Jesus, the Apostle John. We have examples of people who just, they just left. You know, I was thinking about something the other day, and, you have to understand, this is how my mind thinks. I was in a store, and they had, Google don't be playing. I just happened to mention something, and now they're looking for it. That's actually funny to me, but, I was in the store, and what I did, I noticed all of the missing youth children on this board. And I thought to myself, first of all, my heart goes out to the parents, the family members of these individuals, because, you know, I just couldn't imagine not knowing where your child is. Or not knowing what happened, and the thoughts and the doubt and the fear and the all the things that will come at you now. Please understand, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. That doesn't mean fear doesn't show up. It just, the Bible says he didn't give it to us. So you have to find out the source of the fear that showed up, because it didn't come from God, so where did it come from? You have to look at it like that. But I started thinking about it. We've been trained to think negative when it comes to things we don't quite understand or we just don't have enough information about. Because a lot of times ignorance is simply you just lack the information. Well, the Bible talks a lot about the rapture. It talks about individuals leaving this planet without seeing death. Here's my thinking when it comes to things I don't know. Think the best. Think from a godly perspective. Think about it in the terms of absent from the body or absent from this planet, present with the Lord. Why can't God have raptured all of those children? Why can't he have already seen maybe some things and that were going to happen or that were going on? And, you know, because in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, and as it is appointed for every human to die once. Now, that word die simply means to be, in the Old Testament, it was to be separated from God. But in the New Testament, it simply means to leave your physical body and you either go to heaven or you go to hell, one of the two. And in my reading of the scriptures and my understanding of the scriptures, when somebody is not yet at the age of understanding, they can leave this planet and I believe they go straight to heaven. I really do. Because God is a just God. And if you're not at an age to where you understand stuff, then he's going to make sure that you are safeguarded and you're taken care of. That's just his nature. If you know anything about God, if you know anything about his nature, his character, and how he operates, and how he loves. But I just wanted to, I got 5 minutes left. But I just wanted to encourage people and just give them some hope in the area of if your child is missing. You know, you can go as far as the Holy Spirit, just like, today I was looking for some items, and I said, Holy Spirit, where are these items? And as I was talking, I saw the items. Holy Spirit, where is my child? Holy Spirit, where is, see, that's relationship. Now, if you don't believe, I can't violate your belief system, because you believe what you believe. We have to honor that, and we have to respect that. That's just the name of the game. But, okay, let's finish up. We got about 4 minutes. We're actually 4 minutes and 51 seconds. So Resurrection Day, we talked about it means to rise again. That's talking about Jesus being raised from the dead by God. Now, in the resurrection, they either marry or are given in marriage. So the resurrection is not going to be like you're going to be resurrected to the same life. The life you're going to be resurrected to is going to be so cool. But now if you didn't accept Jesus, I don't even want to get into that because you want Jesus. I'll just put it like that. Easter is a festival of the Christian church observed in commemoration of our Savior's resurrection. It answers to the Passover of the Jews, and most nations still give it this name, which is Pesach, Pasch, or Paque, P-A-Q-U-E. So what happened is the Christian church said, hey, look, we need something that's equivalent to the Passover, but we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just like they're celebrating or commemorating the Passover that took place in the book of Exodus. Now, okay, so you got the Jews, you got the Gentiles, you got the pagans, you have Resurrection Sunday, you have the Jews celebrating Passover, you have the Gentiles celebrating the Gentile Christians that have converted, people that have converted. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then you have, well, let me just read it like this. So the Jews are still awaiting their Messiah. They celebrate the Passover. The Gentiles that are saved, we've received our Savior, so we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. The pagans who worship false gods and are idolaters, they can also be Gentiles, pagans and Gentiles, if you never accepted Christ, but you're not of Jewish lineage. So what they do is they're worshipers of the hare, the bunny, just like Santa Claus is worshipped instead of Jesus. And that's where you get the Easter bunny from. Now, am I against the Easter bunny? Nope. Am I against Easter egg hunts? Nope. Because you have to remember, at one time, we celebrated these things also. And that's an avenue by not judging somebody. You can open up an avenue by which you can minister to somebody in that area. You can they say, well, why don't you do the Easter bunny? Well, we put our focus on Jesus, and that's what we teach our kids, and so that's what we celebrate. So you're not coming over for our Easter egg hunt? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, we're going to come over. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate. And if I find that golden egg, I'm going to praise God. It's got a $100 bill in there, and we had fun, and hallelujah. Now, you see how you're now being all things to all men? And you're not judging, you're judging righteously, and you're walking in love. Now, I want to say this, and then we'll pray. John chapter 5, verse 24, in the New Living Translation, it says, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. This is Jesus talking. They will never be condemned or judged for their sins, but they've already passed over from death into life. So if you want to pass over from death into life, then just repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe you raised him from the dead on that third day, on the day we're celebrating today. And because I believe, I confess in my mouth, and I believe in my heart, and you can't lie, I am saved. I have passed over from death because of sin, over into life because of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, love God, love people. He'll show you how to have fun in the process. God loves you. I love you. Gotta go.